we're just going to go with it and see what happens.
All right, let's go with it and see what happens. Start that clock
and
timer.
Hopefully we don't have to start over.
I hope we don't have to start over.
Okay.
All righty, here we go. You can truly understand, like you can truly say that the definition of cap is to lie and then be okay with that being the truth or accepting that as fact. Because there's like, I don't really know how to describe it, but in my opinion, social media has taken the term social and almost oxymoroned it.
I mean, why not the A cap of it?
Like, because so it's making, so we believe now that being social with other people is liking their post, commenting on a picture that they did, sharing their videos. But the thing is, if you can figure out a way to capitalize on that, you then wind up in the position of Prince Donnell and Dana Chanel. Because you get 796,000 Instagram followers. You or hell, Ariana Grande got like 10 million or more. But it's like, how is that social? Like, how are you being social when you are on your phone, tapping a like button, on your phone, tapping a share button? When I was growing up back in the day, you know, in the good old days, being social meant sitting on the little power box underneath the street lights and, you know, with all our bikes stowed around the corner and, you know, throwing rocks at the cars and stuff. Like, this is what being...
That's right. Make America great again.
Exactly. There we go. I'm trying to tell you. This is what it meant. Like, it meant throwing rocks at the cars, going down, you know. The way that you knew who house to go over was how many bikes XYZ person had outside of their house. Like, you didn't have to call nobody. You didn't have to text nobody. You knew where the crew was based on who bikes was at who house. Like, all you did was skirt. And you just, you popped your brakes on, you threw your bike down, you knocked on the door, you said, hey, ma'am, can little Timmy come outside? That's how we knew where to go. Nowadays, you got to text this person, you got to call this person. Hell, you don't even call. You just text, and then you wait for them to respond. If you got on your bike, you'll be there quicker. Y'all, I'm really not that old, I promise. But, But for real though, like being social has, like the term being social has morphed. We'll say it that way. It has morphed into even the term social distancing.
Social dick.
Distancing.
That sounds a lot like community.
Okay. The term social distancing is an oxymoron in itself because the term being social means to be in a camaraderie of people. Distancing means the exact opposite of that. So how on earth can we see people just be going making up words and thinking it makes sense? But you know what? That's a topic for a different day. And I'm not gonna get on that high horse. You know, y'all, since Lady D is back this week, I'm gonna give her back her segment because the world just done made me mad today. Like, so let me tell you why the world have made me mad. So we go and we say that we mix with X, Y, and Z to be interesting. We got to go to white businesses because we feel like black businesses don't live up to our standards. Dana Chanel and Prince Donnell getting sued. Then I'm black, you white, you green, you purple, but you look better than me because I'm black. Like, and then we go and we be socially distanced because we just don't understand the word. You know what? That's okay. Lady D, what question you got for us, girl?
I was gonna say I want to go to Mars. I'm sick of this Earth stuff.
Exactly. And you know what? This is all Earth stuff. This is Earth problems. I bet you they ain't on Jupiter talking about some. What does social distancing mean? Like, I bet you they ain't on Jupiter talking about some. You look better than me because you lighter than me. Hell, they probably all green. So You know, I just I can't get with it. I'm not with it. Flag on the play. I quit. Nope. Technical foul. Hey, you know what, y'all? I'm not a big basketball fan, but I went to a Georgia Southern and Auburn basketball game. 2-3 weeks ago? Yeah, you know, to get to Auburn from North Carolina is a long drive. Auburn is in a different time frame, so I didn't get back till like 3 o'clock that morning, and then trying to go to work. Yeah, that was a bad idea. But anywho, I went there and I learned what a technical foul was. I like to watch basketball, but I don't understand basketball like I understand football. So my boyfriend had to tell me what a technical foul was. Yeah, and then apparently if you get a technical foul, so apparently it's the coaches arguing with the refs excessively, and then they call a technical foul. They go like this. And then they call, I know y'all can't see me go like this, but they go like this. And then they call a technical foul, and then the opposing team gets some shots. Don't make me put a number on it because I don't remember how many times they shot. But I'm sorry, Lady D. I just stole your thunder, girl.
No, girl. This is your show. I'm just here.
No, you know it's
I'm
not.
I'm just a guest, girl.
This is our show. At this point, this is our show. Soul Brother Love, just a guest. This is our show.
I'm sorry, Soul Brother.
I'm not.
But keeping with the social conversation, my question is, what drives you nuts about social media?
Social media. Agreed. You know what? I can't say that it drives me nuts. Well, actually it does. Being an up and coming social media guru.
Why not?
Exactly.
Why not?
Being an up and coming social media guru, the thing that gets under my skin is the rate of growth. And cracking the social media algorithm to allow your content to be viewed virally. Excuse me, y'all. So figuring out what that is, figuring out what that algorithm is and how to master it to the point that my content is shared amongst the masses so that I can grow my brand and my platform at a rate that is desirable for me. But that's just me. What you got, BB?
I'm just kind of tired of going out and seeing both parties that supposedly on a date looking at their cell phone. Yeah, that drive me up the dang wall.
You know what? I'm with it.
And you know, people are making it a habit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just like, you don't have to go out to eat or somewhere just to be, you could be at home.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, just the fact that you don't know how to have any control over your desire to be in everybody else's insert word business.
Yeah, that's true. I think that's a very good point because, like, when me and my wonderful boyfriend are out on a date, we don't use our phones. Like, our phones are not with us. Most of the time, only one of us has our phone because we together. So, hell, if you're going to call him, you need to tell you. Everybody that need to talk to me got his phone number. You know, so if you need to talk to me and I don't answer, call him. One of us will have our phones and one of us will answer. But it's like we don't sit there with our phone because we actually are interested in having a conversation with each other, like learning about the day, like what did you do today, like how did your day go, like we're not. So that is a good point that social media has ironically ruined the term social for the masses. That's a good point. You know what, it's just I just think that we just need to go back to the days when we were out, huh?
Great.
that too. We need to go back to the days where we were outside and we had to be home before the street. You know what? Let's just go back to the 90s. That's just what we need to do.
I was just about to say that, the 90s.
Just go back to the 90s. I don't care what nobody say. The 90s were the best time ever invented. And if you were arrived, I really wish I could speak. If you were alive, If you were alive in this time and you were able to experience the 90s, you are a blessed soul. Well, we have come to the end of the show. Unless you, did y'all have anything else y'all want to add?
Oh, I guess the answer to mine.
Oh, snap. Bad. Look at it. We about to end it being rude to Lady D. Well, you know she wasn't here last week, so we forgot she was here.
My bad.
What about you?
I guess quickly. Mine is everybody's bad news. I haven't been on social media in a few months now because I was just getting tired of seeing
everybody dying.
Everybody
shooting and killing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everybody's bad news. And I'm just like, back in the day, like, you know, you would hear one or two pieces of bad news, and that's probably only because of your parents. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, did you hear such and such down the street got hurt? And I'm like, oh, what?
And then it was like, it wasn't even that such and such down the street died or nothing. It was, oh, they little Timmy fell off his bike and scraped his nose.
But now with
little Timmy fell off the bike, scraped his nose, busted his skull, broke his femur, broke his back, busted his tailbone.
And not only little Timmy, Paul down the street, and then Jose in Mexico, you know, trying to cross the border. I'm sorry.
That's what we're doing
now. Oh God!
Please don't hurt me.
That's what we're doing now.
Sorry, that was a joke.
She's been out of the world.
But yeah, the bad news is just for me. mentally, it was just getting to me. So I was just like, yeah, it's time for me to get off social media and just, you know, be in the world. Which is for me is a pain, but yeah, that's what drives me nuts about social media.
Okay. Well, thank you, Lady D, for your very well thought out and articulated input of what drives you nuts about social media. We appreciate your contributions to the show and to the world.
And
the
xenophobia.
Xenophobia. Place of origin?
America.
I'm done.
I was like, definition?
If you're not American, don't matter.
Not America. Not America. Xenophobia. Siri, define xenophobia. That's okay. Exactly. Don't worry about it.
And it was a joke. I'm sorry.
Say it in Spanish so they can know.
Oh, God.
Are you talking about me? I was like, it was a joke. I'm sorry. Let's continue. I'm sorry, Miss Jazz.
I hate them all. Y'all, I'm taking Spanish. I will learn how to say I hate them all in Spanish. I will. Alrighty, peeps. So, you know, that just about does it for us today. But always, before we go, I want to leave y'all with this. This chapter of your story is still being written. So write it and let it come from the heart. Thank y'all so much for vibing with us. If you had just as much fun listening as we always have making these, please make sure you follow me on all of my lovely social medias. Yes, of course, I'm going to link them in the description. And also, don't forget to check out my blog to stay inspired. And we will catch y'all next Saturday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. Until next time, keep shining, loves. Peace.